That's right. Great pick. Well, there is a big Spider-Man movie coming out. I know the Lindsay Theater is going to have it. What's the forecast on it? Is it going to be a blockbuster?
Oh, it's going to be the blockbuster. I'm pretty sure Spider-Man Brand New Day, which comes out on Friday, July 31st. Tickets are already on sale for the Lindsay and probably everywhere else. I think it's already tracking to be the biggest blockbuster of the year. Not that, you know, it doesn't have some competition from another movie that's currently in theaters and a few other giant movies that will come out later this year. But yeah, this is the fourth Spider-Man movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's the second movie starring Tom Holland and Zendaya to come out in a two-week span. And if you haven't seen the previous one, Spider-Man No Way Home, I don't necessarily want to spoil how that one ends. But Brand New Day is going to pick up with Peter Parker in a very different and more confused and, you know, just more adult place. He's like no longer a high schooler and he's kind of Spider-Maning full time now. And, you know, that never goes well for Spider-Man in any form when he can't balance his normal and his superhero life. Well, and, you know, both hijinks and superhero things will ensue.
Well, Josh, with great power comes great responsibility. You understand.
Well done.
You mentioned Zendaya. She's in the other big blockbuster currently in theaters, The Odyssey. And I'll be honest, they announced Matt Damon's in a movie called The Odyssey based on the Homer work. I'm thinking, who wants to see that? Well, about a couple million people, I guess, because it's made a whole bunch of money. Talk about The Odyssey.
Yeah, I was going to say, Scott, I was surprised that you didn't play me in with like some ancient Greek like minstrel music or something. I thought we were going to start off on a mythical tone, not a super one. But yeah, no, the Odyssey is everything it was built to be. And yes, on paper, an adaptation of Homer's, I want to say 2,700-year-old epic poem, you know, which some, I guess, would consider to kind of be the original story in a lot of ways.
Yes, the first story
like
ever.
That would appeal to literary nerds.
Well,
but if you put it in Christopher Nolan's hands, it becomes probably one of the best things I've seen this year so far. It's very, very high up on my current list. I mean, it's big, it's bold, it's epic. You can tell that he shot the movie in real locations with real extras and mostly practical effects. Like, it's just so stark now looking at movies that don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
When you see The Odyssey, it's just like so, even if what's happening on screen is fantastical or even a little ridiculous, it's just so much more visceral and real than a lot of things we get these days. And Matt Damon is kind of a perfect Odysseus. He's smart, he's cunning, but he's also kind of a jerk. Like, that, Matt Damon is so good at imbuing characters like that with both a sense of virtuosity and complexity. Like, yeah, he's good, but he might have to deal with the consequences of his actions. You know, that kind of guy. And then the cast is also stacked, which again, with Tom Holland and Zendaya and Charlize Theron
and Hathaway.
Pattinson.
Anne Hathaway, right?
Anne Hathaway, yes. Who is currently my favorite for Best Supporting Actress at the Oscars this year, who absolutely crushes it as Odysseus' wife, Penelope. It's one of those movies where I can nitpick it, but it's really, really hard, I think, for anyone to deny it's just inherent greatness. It's just a really great, fun movie, and the box office has proven that people seem to be really into it.
So based on the story, let me get this here. The what happens after the Trojan War is the Greek king of Ithaca tries to head home. I'm sure it's not an easy journey, but you're talking about the Christopher Nolan used real locations. I'm guessing that's a real beard on Matt Damon too, that big bushy gray beard he's wearing.
I want to say reportedly that yeah, that's a real beard. There are some. Let me tell you, some stunning hair and makeup effects in that movie. wait until. Not to spoil anything, but wait until you see the Cersei scene. For I don't, you know, you all know it when you see it. And if those makeup people don't win an Oscar, I don't know what we're doing here. But yeah, no, that, I mean, Matt Damon is going on a press tour right now, just talking about, like, I don't know how I did this. This is the most difficult thing I've ever done. And I mean, first and foremost, growing a beard, that's the love choice, is probably part of that. But also, like, usually when actors say that, it feels like they're kind of blowing steam. But then you watch The Odyssey and you're like, Matt Damon's in, like, his mid-50s. Yeah. How the heck did he do that physically? And, I mean, it really looks like he's doing a lot of that stuff, or at least, like, doing an approximation of it. So, like, it really, again, there's just so much these days that's shot on a green screen or on a sound stage. It doesn't look real. The bar is low enough that, like, when you see, like, a real beach, it's like, oh my God, this is incredible. Christopher Nolan actually showed us reality in its own way.
The guy that gave us the Batman movies and more. And we're talking about The Odyssey, playing now at the Lindsay Theater. You can catch it today at 7 p.m., 3:30 p.m., even at noon after we're done here. And it's running through the rest of the weekend. So what else you got at the Lindsay Theater?
What else do we got? Well, actually, starting on Friday, we're going to be playing Young Washington, which, you know, we're only a couple weeks removed from America's 250th birthday. And so this movie, it's a new movie, and it's about the early days of America's first president. It is a little bit, you know, what if we made a movie where George Washington was really, really hot and also learning how to be a leader? Like, I think very famously, George Washington, his first like military campaigns were during the French and Indian War, and they did not go well. And I think that's kind of what this movie explores. It's like, how did this guy's greatest failures mold him into a leader worthy of being our first president? And it's also got an interesting supporting cast with, like, Ben Kingsley and Andy Serkis and Mary Louise Parker, I believe, plays his mother. Yeah, so I would say, the Lindsay had been getting calls wondering if we were going to play it, and let me answer all speculations. Tickets are on sale today, and I'm pretty sure we're going to play it, at least at this point, for exactly a week. So, you know, get them while supplies last.
Well, the actor playing the young George Washington, he's only 22 years old, an actor named William Franklin Miller. And yeah, good-looking guy. Wow.
So That's what I'm saying. You know, hot Washington.
Why not? I guess there'll be some Western Pennsylvania scenes, or at least depictions, right? At the French Indian War, Washington was in this part of this neck of the woods.
One would think, right?
Yeah, way cool. Okay. Good movie for that. And I did mention the Spider-Man movie. You guys, that's coming out. Is that a couple weeks from now? I'm kind of losing track of when that one's coming.
July 31st.
Okay.
So, like, a week from Friday. We are so close. And let me just say real quick, too, we have a couple Spider-Man fantastic events coming up, too. We have a sneak preview screening we're doing on Thursday, July 30th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for that are going real fast. So if you want to see Spider-Man a day early, I would really recommend getting them now. And that screening is going to be introduced by Dave Bishop, who owns Big Bang Comics and Collectibles in Sewickley, and Philip Thompson, who goes by DJ Big Phil, who just had a screening at the Lindsay of a documentary he made about Black comic book culture, and he's also an avid comic book collector. So that's going to be a really cool, special way to watch Spider-Man. And then we are also having a Spider-Man sensory-friendly screening on Saturday, August 8th at 10 a.m., tickets for that are also currently on sale. And that's just, you know, if you have anyone in your family who's impacted by autism, or anyone, frankly, who just likes watching movies in a calmer, more unhurried environment, just it'll be quieter, lights will be brighter. It'll just be a really chill time with your favorite web slinger.
Now, I know, the Lindsay, you do those regularly, a sensory-sensitive screening. What is that like, the experience? If I'm in the theater, what is different about it?
Yeah, sure. No, we love doing those. And let me tell you, the community is always so grateful, and we get the nicest notes. Yeah, I think just in the last few months alone, we had a Mandalorian and Grogu one. We had a Toy Story 5 one. We just had a Minions and Monsters sensory-friendly screening. And basically the way those go are we keep the house lights dim, so it's never fully dark. The film's volume is lowered, and let me tell you, a lot of movies are way too loud these days. I fully get it. So that's nice for a lot of people. We keep the doors to the theater open for easy lobby access. We increase our staffing level, so everyone gets the attention they may or may not need. Like, it's basically a no-judgment screening. You can talk during the screening. You can get up. It's really just whatever people need to get through a movie and not feel like they're disturbing anyone or that they're being judged. And again, it's largely for people in the autism community and their families, but it really is just if you're sensitive to sound, if you're sensitive to darkness, like it's really designed for anybody who just wants the chillest possible movie watching experience. And it's also on a Saturday morning, and it's usually the only thing we're doing in the theater at that point. So you basically get the theater to yourself for a couple hours.
It's the Lindsay Theater at 418 Walnut Street in Sewickley. You guys also are supporters, Josh, of local filmmakers. You have this thing called the Emerging Filmmakers Series, and talk about that.
That we do. Yeah, no, it's one of the coolest things we do by far. The Emerging Filmmakers Showcase. Basically, if you have a movie and you're an indie filmmaker, you come to us. Our coordinator's name is Rishi Sethi. He's also a local filmmaker. Awesome guy. You talk to him, and if he feels like it would make for a cool event, you get to show your movie on our big screen for free. All the tickets are free. We only ask that people RSVP. And we literally roll out our red carpet and treat it like a premiere or just give you the real Hollywood on the Mon treatment. And we actually have two of those coming up. This Thursday, 3BT Productions, a local production company, is having their second diversity in film event at the Lindsay, and that's going to start with a panel discussion in our community room at 7 p.m. Among film industry professionals. They're going to just talk about the importance of having films told from a multitude of perspectives, and then we're going to show 10 shorts, mostly, I think, from local filmmakers. And actually, we just opened tickets yesterday for, it's called Space Cowboy, which is our other Emerging Filmmaker Showcase. It's going to be on August 6th, I believe 8 p.m. And that's a high school drama about a soccer player who gets injured and gets addicted to opioids, and things kind of spiral from there. It is co-written and stars a guy named, I hope I'm not butchering his name, Lorenzo Zalotti, and he's a Pittsburgher. He's from I believe he said he was born in Penn Hills and mostly grew up in Wexford. He's LA based now, but he's bringing the movie home, and this is definitely everyone's first chance in Pittsburgh to see it. And this dude appears to be a rising star, and I would highly recommend checking this one out. I'll also say that we opened RSVPs for that yesterday, and we just had a flood come in. So either they just have a lot of really ardent supporters in this area, or I think this is one of those movies and these creatives that you might want to get in on the ground floor and check out while you can still watch the movies for free.
So it's a Lindsay Theater. You get the blockbusters. You get On the Rise, local filmmakers. You also do some, I don't want to say oldies, but you do some vintage movies. And now you're in the midst of a 9 on 90s. You're doing a bunch of movies from the 90s. And we didn't get in too much trouble last month. We were talking about Basic Instinct. But talk about some of those 90s movies people can catch at the Lindsay.
Yeah, will do. And we're definitely not allowed to call 90s movies oldies.
Yes.
They are vintage, but they are not. Yeah. I don't know what the cutoff for oldies is, but it's not the 90s. But yes, we have four films left in our 9 on 90 series. We've been showing these 90s classics. Each one of them gets two screenings. And so we got so this Sunday at 1 p.m. we're showing Boys in the Hood, which is John Singleton's coming-of-age drama about three friends in South Central Los Angeles and just the realities of, frankly, what it's like growing up there. That movie is actually 35 years old this year, so we're celebrating an anniversary, and it's one of the best American movies ever made. So there's that. We got Basic Instinct coming up. And yeah, again, what do you want me to say about Basic Instinct other than it's a classic that I imagine most men have seen and enjoyed and might want to see again on the big screen.
Stars Sharon Stone, we'll say
and,
that.
And I should also mention, it stars Sharon Stone, who is from Meadville.
Not Mercer.
Always forget that Sharon Stone is technically a Western Pennsylvanian.
Oh, don't get that wrong. I got that wrong into her face once. I said Mercer, and she shot me a death glance. She was very, very mad. But
hey, that's good for her and her hometown pride.
True. Good way of looking at it.
That's almost nice.
Well, you guys call it the Lindsay Theater and Cultural Center for a reason. Not only do you do movies, you also do some other events as well. There's this ballet, a free ballet coming up with a local ballet group.
That's us, man. I like to say that our community room, which is that awesome space, towards the right of our concession stand, I call that the cultural center, part of the Lindsay Theater and Cultural Center. And yeah, the West Point Ballet Summer Showcase is going to be on Friday, August 7th, I believe, at, oh my God, I might get the time wrong. I think it's at 6 p.m. But
yes, 6.
Yeah, we partner with West Point Ballet often. Last summer we did this as well. Basically, they have their summer academy and they come to the Lindsay and they just use that evening for all of their students to show off everything they've learned all summer. And it's a free event. I mean, obviously it's largely for their family and friends, but also if you just like dance, it's a really cool opportunity to watch some free dance. Like, that's not in the city. I feel like usually that sort of thing would be city bound, but in this case, it's right on the edge of Beaver County. So,
and you also have been partnering with my other favorite Swickley institution, the Sweetwater Center for the Arts, with some jazz concerts right outside the Lindsay, right there on the street, on the grass there. How are those going?
Yeah, I should just clarify real quick. That's not necessarily a partnership because those events are on Walnut Green, which is technically owned by the borough, but Walnut Green is also right outside the Lindsay, and we love when Sweetwater does this because it's such a vibrant evening. Like, yeah, they do their Sweetwater jazz concerts. I think at a couple different locations, and they've done two of those so far this year on Walnut Green. I think those are the only two. I could be wrong. It's just really cool to have live music right outside the theater. And then when people are done with that or before that, they can catch a movie or even just come in to grab some popcorn and hang out. Like, you know, music and a movie. Well, what more do you need on like a lovely summer Friday night?
And the best popcorn you're going to get right there at the Lindsay Theater in Swickley. Josh, anything else coming up you want to talk about?
Thank you, because I'm always contractually obligated to say that we have the best popcorn in Pittsburgh without like any competition whatsoever.
I said it first.
So you teamed me up for that.
All right, well, all this stuff I want to tell people it's on your website, thelindsaytheater.org, and you can sign up for a newsletter. I'm one of the people that gets that weekly newsletter that tells me what you guys are coming up. How do people sign up for that?
Yeah, they just go on our website. There's some links at the bottom of our homepage, and you just go. You put your name and your email in, and then you get a big newsletter every Tuesday and a weekend shortlist every Friday, and that I curate those myself, and if I don't say so myself, I think they're pretty cool and informative.
I can read your voice when I'm reading it. I can hear your voice in my ear.
Thank you. You know what? That's the biggest compliment I can ask for as a writer.
All right, Josh. We appreciate all you guys are doing at the Lindsay Theater. Keep up the great work there.
Appreciate your time as always. Thank you, Scott.
All right. We'll see you soon. Looking for something to do this weekend or even today, get yourself to the Lindsay Theater. We talked about that Odyssey movie that's making millions and millions of dollars everywhere. Matt Damon starring in it. They got the Spider-Man movie coming up next weekend. Young Washington, a movie about George Washington in the early days, the French and Indian War days. Part of history I think has been overlooked largely, so it'd be cool to see how that looks on the big screen.